Restore Kino Casino's
Cachino.
Cachino.
Sounded like a new slur. Did we add that to the list?
Cachino.
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 A new meme is born.
God dang it.
That's a coffee brand.
Cachino Casino Clips channel. Right now.
NerdErotic.com.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I guess we have to address the elephant in the room, the oranges.
the 400-pound, 2 million subscriber elephant in the room. Is that the elephant?
That would be ultimately the cause of all this, wouldn't it?
So, the false flagger, allegedly. So allegedly, you know, I mean, he only just admitted it publicly and privately that he was going to do it. But apparently the internet's just making shit up. So
I thought it was just a massive coincidence that all the people criticizing him got
fired. Just a coincidence.
Sure. But there's 0.001% of plausible deniability, I guess.
Yeah.
There's an email that nobody's seen yet that apparently has disappeared because you know what I did yesterday, guys? I researched all of this. You know, I made sure I was prepared for this statement to make sure I watched Kino Casino.
You did research before
I did research before I decided to talk about something and find out what the hell's going on. And
trying to beat Ryan Kendall or something, getting all prepared and doing
just
research.
Once. Yeah. Just once.
Did you create a PowerPoint presentation, you know, to kind of help?
Don't pick up the bottle, Gary. You're going to start feeling the sudden urge.
Hold up.
Don't go back,
buddy. I got my bottle of water here. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. So Chrissy's not on the show today. I had a talk with Chrissy yesterday about the situation she inserted herself in, whether it was due to ignorance of the situation or not. That's something she's going to have to address on her channel. It is not anything I feel I need to answer for or will answer for. I will say unequivocally, if I could pronounce the word, that I am against false flagging in all of its forms. I'm against even slightly hinting at false flagging that can cause more false flagging. I'm against stealing content. These are things I don't like. They are antithetical to everything we do. Authenticity and integrity is all we have. And when that is in when that is in question, that's a big fucking problem. That's a big problem. Yep. So again, I spoke to Chrissy yesterday, told her the situation, and she has decided to address it on Sunday on her channel. And I think that's a wise move because it's not something that's going to get addressed here because it would just be a Chrissy roast fest for 4 hours. And it might be that way anyway.
Well, I think it's a wise move to address it. I think it's a terrible move to wait 3 or 4 days.
When I agree.
Went on with Camelot because Camelot, I guess, is going to have her on and try to break everything down. And she, you know, whatever she, you know, I don't know her business. Like maybe she couldn't make it or whatever, but you know, this is a situation that needs to be addressed as soon as possible. And on the internet, 24, 48 hours is a fucking eternity. And not addressing it ASAP it's just going to make it even worse. It is what it is on that.
Ultimately, Gary, what you said, you know, this stunning and brave stance of I'm against false flagging, I'm against stealing content.
I'm against bad things.
I'm against taking puppies.
Yes.
Like, I'm against it's the easiest statement to make, right?
Yes.
This is as content creators in every space, political, gaming, entertainment, Minecraft, YouTubers, whatever fucking content people are making, naked yoga, makeup stuff. The one unifying rule that binds us all is you don't false flag channels. You don't take channels away. You don't try to flag people for revenge or get them demonetized because you never know when that's going to be weaponized and turned around on you, especially with all the shit we see going on right now.
Right.
And this is not a drama channel, right? We've mentioned it in passing the past couple of weeks because it's impossible not to mention, but all of us here have made it crystal clear that we stand against that. very stunning and brave.
Can I add one to the list as well? Like, generally, running cover for people who do all of those things is also bad, and you shouldn't do it. And it doesn't matter if those people are your friends. Being friends with someone does not mean that you run cover for them and excuse absolutely everything they do and try to massage their reputation. Being friends with someone means that if they're doing something which is extremely wrong and unwise, you tell them that they're doing something extremely wrong and unwise, and you try and correct their behavior. So, that too.
Years ago, there was a creator that is no longer part of Geeks and Gamers that was part of the team. This person told me that they flagged down someone that was going after them. I told this person in a private phone call, I said, I'll protect you from being a racist, a sexist. I'll protect you from anything.
It wasn't me, guys. It wasn't
Ryan. I was like, I will stand with you on anything that you say, but I will not stand with you if you are false flagging a channel. So if the internet ever finds out that you did this, you're fucked. So here's my recommendation. Reverse that shit immediately. This person did reverse it, and it got corrected. But that was my statement to this person in private, that I will not protect you. I will go against you if the internet goes against you. If this is what you want to be known for, I'll stand with the internet, because this is the one thing that no one can do. Now, to be fair to this person, they didn't understand the ramifications of this. This was 2019, I guess, 2018. I can't remember. But that was my statement. I say that all to say that if you are truly a friend of someone that is caught up in this, being a friend is telling that person that they have fucked up big time.
Agreed.
And that's not happening. Shockingly enough, from fake Christians on the internet, not wanting to be honest with people behind the scenes, apparently. Fuck off.
And also, like, as bad as the false flagging is, it is, I think stealing content is about as egregious as that.
No.
So this is a compounding issue. You reckon?
No, getting someone's channel removed is way worse than stealing their content.
It's way worse. Stealing is second. It's second.
Getting someone taken down doesn't just affect them, but it creates an entire platform of everyone hitting each other because now it's allowed.
Yep.
And it is like nuclear weapons.
It just becomes free fire,
Good point.
And that's what's been happening, whether the channel that instigated this started, did it themselves, or just started a fury of false flagging. It's happening. I saw a channel today. So,
that's the thing, right? We talked about allegedly, and you watch all these videos, you see the email. I think I know what happened there, but it doesn't matter because of the statements that Jeremy made about having the power to take it down, threatening to take it down, all that stuff. So regardless of whether he actually pushed the button or it was somebody that he told to, basically, it's like, that's what happened. And until he's honest about that, and until he does something to try to make it right, get a contact at YouTube to help, whatever it might be, there is nothing else. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah. And so it's for those that might be confused, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Might be confused, it's because you're not spending every moment on the internet. So you should be very thankful for that.
Yes. But I see someone in the chat that apparently got ignored the other day, Brittany Venti. You should check some of her content out because she's been on point with covering it. But bottom line here is, if the chat is overwhelmingly demanding something, even if you're not caught up on it, don't dismiss that. Don't dismiss it. Try to figure out what's going on. And right now, based on what we've seen, there's a clip from the Camelot live stream from a few weeks ago where Chrissy was in the live chat when Camelot gave her the high level talking points of kind of what was going on with the quartering. You know, like it's there. And then the whole thing with Brittany Venti, I don't know the specifics. I know Brittany, the whole chat was screaming, bring Venti on Chrissy and Melanie's stream. It was fucking awesome. It felt like the Attitude Era. It felt like people are calling for Stone Cold fucking Steve Austin, man. It was like Venti. And Chrissy apparently said on that stream, she's like, well, I've tried to reach out to her and I haven't heard anything. And that's not quite what was going on, from what I understand. I don't know all the details of that, but I know Brittany has responded to that.
Yeah.
And ultimately, there's there's a lot of disingenuousness going on from that stream. And that's the one thing that we're not about. We're about transparency, being honest. And shockingly enough, Gary, I was told that everybody on Friday Night Tights was all on the same page and we had talking orders from you. But apparently this proves that's not the case.
I was told we were supposed to bring our brooms today. That's what I was told. Yeah. Well, they all got stolen on the set of
Harry Potter. I was going to say that.
It's been a great month for like the horseshoe theorists, though. Like, we did the whole EFAP Otterly Noah Anthony Grimoglia thing a few weeks ago. And then basically the same situation happens, but nominally on the other side. And it turns out that when people are very, very convinced, or at least like to convince you that they are convinced, that they are on the side of the good and the righteous, they can justify all kinds of bad behavior, and they will justify all kinds of bad behavior because they believe they've got God on their side or that they're standing up for anti-racism. Turns out the bad behavior is just bad behavior. It's not that much more complicated than that. So a little bit of accountability all around is generally a good thing.
Yeah. And I'll say this, and I can only speak for myself, and I think I can reflect the rest of the panel here, though. I'm not mad at Chrissy. I'm just like, this whole thing is just unfortunate. An unfortunate set of circumstances that has hit a level that is a point where, like, Gary doesn't like to talk about this shit on his show, but here we are. We're having to deal with it because it's unavoidable at this point in time.
It's for the chat. You know, like the chat deserves to know how we feel about it, how we feel about the connections to it. So it is for the chat to...
Yeah, and it's like, ultimately, I'm not saying I know exactly what was going on, what Chrissy knew, when she knew it, when she didn't. I don't have all of those answers. I have guesses and stuff like that, and apparently she's going to talk about it on Sunday on her channel. But ultimately, when your job is on the internet, and when talking about people and things on the internet is your job, it is your responsibility to stay up to date on some of this stuff. And if you're going to have someone like Melania, and this is not like, you said you're not mad at her, Jeremy. I'm not mad at all, but it's like, if you're going to have, you know, somebody who's in the middle of something big, and that's what's going on with Melanie right now, obviously, you have to be aware of that, and you have to know that your audience is going to ask things or want to know things, and you have to make a decision of how you're going to handle it, whether you're going to address it, whether you're not going to, or what's going to happen. That's all part of our jobs, and being YouTubers or whatever, it comes with a lot of perks and a lot of awesome things. We can work from home, all this stuff, but it also comes with you have to be aware of your audience and what they're going to feel about shit. You know, you can't just ignore them or push off their concerns or say it's just leftist attacking Christians or nod your head along with somebody who's saying it's just leftist attacking Christians when I feel like that's not the case.
And I'll say this, in the event, because of the subject matter that we're talking about, in the event this stream goes away, we're on Rumble.
We're on Rumble.
And honestly, as much as that might feel like a meme, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy to put that out there. And that is why the situation is so bad. This is not just a coincidence right now. Some weird shit is going on. And the person that put all of that negative energy out in the internet has failed to address it in the same way. The same way he put that negative energy out there, he has failed to address it with that same energy. And that has created a fucking firestorm right now.
The Streisand effect, you know, we've talked about it a lot. And listen, when your brand is based on criticizing things, all things, you need to be able to take it no matter what. It's not like we don't have channels and detractors. I wouldn't dream of stopping them. Go ahead. You deserve your say. Everybody deserves their say on this platform. And that's why false flagging is like snitching in prison. It's just something you don't fucking do. And Kino Casino, their clip channel needs to be restored. It needs to be restored now. And, you know, I talked to Worski briefly about it. He said he doesn't have much hope, but I hope it's returned, because for one, his editor got all the money from it. Their editors got all the money from it.
Yeah, and they own the channel.
And this would have gone away by now if these things didn't happen. If it was Casino's channel getting struck down after Jeremy Hambly publicly and privately, and then it became publicly stated he was going to do that. So it doesn't really matter what happened. The internet is going to perceive that Jeremy did it, and it's up to Jeremy Hambly to clear his name convincingly, which he hasn't done yet.
Nope.
And now this shit is at my door, which I don't appreciate at all, and neither do my co-hosts, but we will be happy
I do to
talk about
it. I appreciate it. I'm totally fine with it.
PPP said last night that we were, we might just ignore it and talk about the next bad Marvel movie. We're going to talk about it and then talk about the next bad Marvel movie.
Hold on. We're still doing that.
We're not doing that. So, again, I would direct everyone to Chrissy's channel to see what she has to say. She's got some friends going on, including Brittany. If Brittany's in the chat, what's up? Hope you're doing good. And we'll see. And the thing is, to echo what Ryan says, if you want to be a content creator, you got to know what the fuck's going on. It's your job. We all do it. We all pay attention. And we choose our battles. I'm not going to get upset over everything I see. I'm not going to comment on everything I see. But this isn't normal drama. This isn't somebody calling Jeremy gay, which he is. But this is
Platoon is here.
Good Jer or bad Jer?
You don't have to be mean to Platoon, okay?
It's called the rare times we've actually been seen together at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
let me say this about one thing. Shout out to Chrissy for one thing, leaving the stream public and leaving the chat up.
Yep.
Yep.
That's something Jeremy Hambly cannot say because he never fucking does it. And Chrissy, you should be angry at Hambly for the fact that all of that energy came to your chat because he has silenced every fucking critic from his chat on Rumble and YouTube. So the reason that they bombarded you is because he has silenced them in his chat. So they came there because they don't have a voice to say it any other place that Melanie is on his streams. So that's why they came to your chat. So if you want to be mad at anybody, don't be mad at the casino. Don't be mad at the chat. Be mad at Hambly for pushing all of that negative energy towards you because he has banned every fucking body from saying anything. But even super chatters get banned for asking him how his weekend was.
It's fucking crazy. They have interesting names though sometimes.
You could probably extend some of the anger to Melanie Mack as well though, in the sense that she knew she was caught up in this drama.
Yeah.
She's been in it for weeks. She agreed to go on the stream. So in the best case scenario, Chrissy invited her on not knowing what was happening, and Melanie Mack didn't tell her what was happening, which is a shit thing to do to a friend.
Just to be clear, Platoon, I know what you meant, but when you say send some of your anger that way, you're not directing anyone to go to her channel or anything
that.
You're just saying in general.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to. Why not give your friend the heads up that the shitstorm is out there? Why not? I don't know. I just think that's dishonorable. It's totally dishonorable.
Yeah. Just a heads up. You might catch
a lot of that on YouTube, unfortunately.
Yeah, be careful. Like, I'm just going to say, if you have fake wizard on your stream, be very careful on who you have on next.
Right? I mean, he did join the cast last week.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
Now, hey, and I just want to put this out there, too, because, again, stealing content, false flagging, all that's terrible. However, tomorrow, if you guys want to tune into the Geeks and Gamers channel, I'm going to re-upload Gary's latest video, and I'm just going to introduce it and say, hey, guys, what do you think about this?
Put the GNG logo all over it.
Yeah, it'll be the best viewed video in Geeks and Gamers history. So there you go.
Hey, guys, this is wild. Tell me what you think.
That's transformative, right?
Yeah. What's the beer for?
What are the action figures for? They're so many.
Well, according to Rachel Leishman, I just buy them. I'm not a fan of any of this stuff. It's just to make me look like a fan.
She's just jealous that she doesn't have enough money left for toys because she spends it all on fucking DoorDash.
She's wider than she is tall.
We wanted to talk about it in the beginning and then move on to what we actually do, which is not YouTuber drama and is talking about dog shit and entertainment and pop culture. But we thought everybody deserved to at least hear it.
By the way,
which one's gayer? I don't know.
We got Matt Jarbo being more respectable than Hambly before GTA 6. Okay, so like that's where we are.
Don't worry, he already showed.
Eventually, the scales will even out. What the hell?
As the boulder turns, as they say, it turned back.
Well, what how was everyone's weekend? Wait, no, we've already done that.
The best thing he's done so far is he's told his mods to ban any of that question, but once he did genuinely ask people how were their weekend, they answered and they all got banned for like genuinely asking the question that he asked in his own
stream. My weekend was actually pretty good. How was yours?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Jeremy didn't have a good weekend. Bad chair as
on a sabbatical.
Awesome. How did you become good, Jer?
I'm just not bad, Jer. It's just by default. I'm just like a default create a character at this point.
No, I loved what you said.
Just my wrestling profile.
Yeah.
I loved what you said yesterday. So if you haven't seen the clip, it's on Alyssa Clips and probably, I don't know, Geeks and Gamers 2.
No, it's not. Yeah, Ryan won't let me upload that shit to Geeks and Gamers. I have to keep it on D-Day Cobra.
It was essentially respect the chat, don't ignore the chat. The chat is king. The chat is the reason you live stream.
Yeah.
And you have to acknowledge them. And it's one thing if it's one guy spamming the same thing over and over again. It's another thing when it's 99% of your chat or 100% in some cases. It has to be acknowledged. And let this be a lesson, I guess. So we'll find out what happens on Sunday. But yep. I didn't think this was the place for Chrissy to talk about how she got into this, how she stepped in a nuclear situation. And I think that was something that she could do on her channel.
Hear her out. Give her a chance.
Yeah.
I personally think, like, after hearing some of Camelot's responses on it, I think she should probably bring him on and help him. He's offered to guide her. So that's probably a good move for her if she was going to go on his show, all that. So.